He joins us on the post-game wrap-up. Manny Viveros, the head coach of the Giants, putting on the headset now. Manny, a 4-2 win for your club. We're just talking about the matchups and how the new guys have really made it. I don't want to make you say your job is easier, but it gives you a lot more options in terms of how to match, especially on home ice against a team like Kelowna.
Well, no, certainly those two players we got in, Levies and Zimmer, certainly make a big difference. We strengthened up right down the middle of the ice, and that's the most important part. Is when you have your lineup 1 through 4, a centerman and a solid gives you an opportunity, like you said, to match up against different lines. And I thought Lipinski's line tonight, that was our goal tonight, was to match up against their top line, and I thought they did an exceptional job doing that too. And when we couldn't get the matchups, we had other guys that could go up and follow that also too. So no, very happy with the way we played.
Coach, the amount of plays that you broke up around the slot area with sticks and blocked shots was marvelous. You want to stand out defensively, be physical and have a strong stick. And boy, I'll tell you what, that was a really good job in your back end.
I thought so too. That's something we really concentrated on over the last little while, reinforcing with our group here, that we need to make sure that we're defending first and protecting that area in front of our net. But I think probably the biggest part of our game we've improved over the last little while here has been our track game. Our players have been really conscientious. When there's a puck turned over, our forwards are coming back. And, look at the game film after a game, but we've got five guys in the picture. And if there is a breakdown where there's layers there to protect that, and that's one of the things, a big difference. An example, Cameron Schmidt's second goal tonight. That goal started from our D-zone coverage where Cameron got in. He was a low guy. He stayed low. He helped defend. He killed the play. Other players filled in his position in our D-zone coverage. Then we end up going up the ice on a transition and end up scoring a goal. And that's something, again, with our kids, that we're trying to say, like, if you defend and make sure we defend properly, it's not taken away from our offense. And we're able to, from that particular situation, score a goal.
Manny, you guys, as coaches, I always get a kick out of this. You guys demand shot block. I don't know how many shot blocks you had when you played. Mark Habscheid once told me, coach of Prince Albert at the time, he says, I blocked 3 shots that I know of, and 2 were accidentally. So, I mean, you guys step up to the plate, and it's either bouncing off a stick. I'm so impressed with what happened in your own zone tonight, with or without Iginla in their lineup. But you've got to be able to build off that game after game after game now, can't you?
No, I like where we're going. And, the kids are understanding what we have to do on a nightly basis to be successful. And in this two game set against Kelowna was very important. And I thought the other night we played very well for the most part of that game outside of the shorthanded goals. But we were right there. And then tonight, too, I thought we were, for the most part, in control of the game for the full 60 minutes or so. That was very, very encouraging. And the guys are getting it, understanding it. And it's not, I said to the guys after the game, it's not whether if a guy gets 8 or 9, 10 minutes of ice, another guy gets 15, another guy gets 23 or 24. Every one of those minutes are important for our hockey club, and everybody is contributing. So that's a real positive. I really like where we're going right now.
Coach, 2024, you're 5-3, turn the calendar. You come back from 6 consecutive road games. I don't know if people listening know this. I mean, the impact of this, 6 consecutive road games, 6 different opponents, 2 different time zones, 4,000-plus kilometers, trade line jitters for guys, new teammates, and you come home and you respond like this. It's wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's good. That part, and that's a credit to our kids in our group and our core players and our leaders here. Like, we obviously, there were some, unfortunately, there's some guys we had to move out that we really cared about on our hockey team, but we brought in new guys, and that's just nature of the game. Sometimes you have to do that, but those new guys that come in, and there's a reason why I went after them, because they're really good players and they're good people, and that's something that our veteran group have brought them in, felt them, make them feel real welcome right away, and and gelled really well. And quite honestly, that road trip, as long as it was, but that's good sometimes to get your group together, and it certainly was that trip.
We can talk all we want about the defensive side of the game and everything, but with Cameron Schmidt scoring two goals tonight, I want to focus on just his confidence level. And what does that do for him having a game like he had tonight, being able to put it in the back of the net twice, moving forward for your team, needing that offensive scoring punch?
Yeah, I don't think Cameron ever lacks in confidence when he has a puck. Like, he's got that you know, like that mojo, so to speak, to try things and stuff like that. And he's a young player that, as a coach, I have to learn to understand that I have to give him maybe a little bit longer leash in certain areas because he's capable of making those type of plays and stuff like that, though. But the most area, like, we're talking about his goals, though, but what I'm most impressed with Cameron over the last little while is his attention to details in the defensive zone. And again, talking about his second goal tonight, he was in a situation to help out defend first before flying the zone, and he was there to kill the play and then get back up ice again and get himself in a great scoring opportunity. And if you look where both goals that he scored tonight, both are right around the net. Yeah. And, you know, that's something, you know, we're trying to get him to get to the offensive zone. We'll get around that little area, too, and hang around like that. He's got that instinct of finding those spots and just getting there. And that's something with any young player is, you know, you got to get them to get on the inside in the offensive zone instead of playing on the perimeter.
Yeah, again, just a couple more things. Again, I saw some things in Tyler Thorpe, assertive, leaving an imprint in the game. He's a big man. It's tough to handle. It looks like he's even finding that net area even more than ever. And again, a big contributor as well to your team tonight.
Yeah, no, Tyler's been good. I'd say the last 10-game stretch, he's actually even picked up his game even more. And we challenged him as a group of trying to use his physicality even more so in his size and his strength to be able to win those puck battles along the wall, and especially in the net for an area. And obviously, he's got a great shot. There's no question about it. His release is exceptional. But if you look, a lot of his goals are right around the blue paint area. So that's really positive.
Coach, always happy to keep you a little longer when you've won. Hanšek, Levis, Schmidt, that line we just talked about. Does it just feel to you that Levis and Hanšek need a little bit more time to build chemistry together?
Certainly. You know, we're talking maybe a 3-game stretch where they play together right now, too. So, and Sammy's also just kind of, he's just getting his feet underneath him again, too. Like, it's been obviously he's been injured. He's been out. He's with us for a few games, and then he went over the World Championships, came back with travel and time change. It's certainly, you know, it wears on a guy, but tonight was his best game of the year for us, even though he didn't score, but how he plays the game and where he's effective and where he's going to be effective at that next level is that he wins those puck battles along the wall. He uses his feet, he uses his strength, he uses his speed, and tonight was a really, really good indication of that Hanšek is getting back to his old self again, too, and that's only going to help us out.
Manny Viveros, the head coach of the Giants, with us here on the post-game show.
Oh, I thought you were okay. Letting him go.
I still got one more question for him, at least. You know, I can't let you go without giving you the goalie question. I know if there's one thing head coaches love to break down, it's the minutia of their goaltenders.
Yeah.
But I have to talk about Brett Myhrvold. It feels like you can, you know, put 30 saves in pen and then 40 in pencil most nights, because it just feels like he's going to get there at some point. 30 saves again tonight from your goaltender. What does having a backstop like that do for your team? I know you've said it many times throughout this year, but we saw it again tonight.
You probably could have recorded this from game five in the season and just play again, because he's been outstanding for us. There's no question about it. And he was again tonight. He made saves. You know, he makes difficult saves look easy, and he's just in the right position. And, you know, Paul Fricker's done a wonderful job with both our goaltenders of, you know, making them be calm in that instead of being all over the place. And Mirzi's, again, tonight was he was a calming effect for our group. Even when they're under pressure, you always have that feeling that he's going to make that save at the right time.
It feels like anything in his hands area, he's able to grab it and get a whistle, more importantly. Do you notice that as well?
Yeah, no, he has a great feel of the game when to slow things down, the play needs to be killed and get a whistle.
Yeah, exactly.
And he also knows when we want to keep going up-tempo and that, but he's got a really good feel for that, and that helps our group out.
I want to talk about Hutchison. I had an interesting thing there the Friday night in Kelowna. Stooch comes in on him on that breakaway, and he literally had his position so well on Gabriel Stooch, he forced Stooch to hang on to the puck and skate into the faceoff circle, not even get a shot away. So, talking about Fricker, I mean, what a job he's done with both of these guys.
Absolutely. Actually, you know what? You guys should probably get him up after a game and talk to him, too, because he's very good at what he does. He might keep you on here for quite a while, a lot longer than I do, but he does a really good job with the goaltenders. Not this year, but for obviously. Back to the history of the Vancouver Giants, he's always producing top-notch goalies.
One of the last things from me, the prospects game, Colton Roberts and obviously Aginla in Moncton. What is that, in your experience, what does that prospects game mean to the rankings of guys? I don't think too many guys drop off that, in my experience. There are some guys that can elevate. What do you take from that prospects game?
Yeah, no. First and foremost, it's what an honor. Like you've got to be having a good year, and Colton certainly is having an outstanding season for us also too. So what we take from our group is that nothing but confidence builder for him. It's kind of like being called to a national team. You know, you're going in, it's the best players of your age group at that certain time, we're all playing together against each other. So it's a one game thing. It's not everything. You know, there's no, you could go in there and maybe not have a great game,
right,
but it's not the whole body of work, so to speak here. But you know, Colton, certainly his body of work has contributed to the fact that he's going to that game there too. So once they see him in that game, they're going to understand very well that this kid is he keeps climbing up the rankings.
Yeah.
No surprise to us, and now I think everybody's taking notice of that too. And once they see him play and get an opportunity to see how his hockey IQ, how good he is, and that he's only going to get better and better.
Yeah, and I don't know if people know this or recognize it, but it's 17-year-old players playing against 17-year-old players. What, 07's, 06 is playing against,
yeah.
And I don't know how many times a guy like Colton has played, against his own age group. Usually when you're good, you're always playing players that are 18, 19, 20. So it's kind of age con age. We had it here last year, the prospects game. It was pretty exciting, pretty good stuff. When do you expect him back?
Hopefully as soon as possible. So whenever the game is like that, they're going to send these kids back to as quick as possible. The exact day, I don't know yet, though.
Yeah, Wednesday is the game, so maybe get them for the weekend.
Hopefully.
Well, you got Victoria 3 in a row. You got to enjoy this one for a bit and then play that series one at a time.
Yeah, no, same thing. It's one of those things that we're looking at. You know, this two-game set was kind of a mini playoff for us, and then this next three-game set against Victoria is also the same thing against a very good hockey team. So, but again, I like the way we're doing, the way we're playing. There's a template there that these kids are understanding how we got to play to be successful, whether it's on the road or at home. And as long as we continue to keep doing that, we got a good chance to be successful next weekend.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear that these guys are starting to get it at least a little bit when you see a game like they had tonight. I just wanted a quick update maybe perhaps from you. We had Kyron Gronick on the intermission, gave us an update on his situation. Aaron Obivifo also missing a few games. What's his status looking like?
Yeah, hopefully it's still day-to-day here, but I think he's still going to be a couple more days here like that. But it's nothing going to be long-term, but okay. We want to make sure that he's 100% ready to get back. And also with Gronny here too, also everything looks really good. And exact time frame, that's not up to me. That's up to our doctors and Bernie to make that decision here. But I think it might be sooner than later.
He's itching to get back in there. So
absolutely.
It might be sooner rather than later. That's all I got, Bill. You got any more final questions
for
the coach?
Solid congratulations on that. Wonderful way to come back and play your first home game after six in a row.
Yeah.
4,447 people, I think, love the hockey game. And keep her going, Coach. We'll see you Friday in this building, right? And then two games in Victoria, Saturday, Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's Manny Viveros, head coach of the Vancouver Giants, and he's going to head on back down into the dressing room and celebrate with the team after a 4-2 win over the Kelowna Rockets. So.